What about this one for my nephew?
A superb choice.
Oh, great.
Yeah, provided he has already read Infinite Crisis and 52 and is familiar with the reestablishment of the DC multiverse.
What's a multiverse?
Get her out of here.
Jessica, can you hear it? The birds singing?
They're so beautiful!
Oh my gosh, I think spring has finally arrived!
Spring in the action room!
Woo! Spring has come to the action room, people! Welcome back!
Welcome back to your favorite geek radio show.
I think at this point we'd basically applaud anything at the VMA.
Woo! Yeah!
We're excited to be here. What's
wrong? I just got robbed! Yeah!
Ow, ow! That guy just got a new $20 bill.
I have herpes.
Yeah! Producer Mike!
Yes,
the sun is shining into the Action Room recording studio, and it's a very happy, happy day. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Jessica.
We've also got a guy here who you may know named...
Producer Mike.
That's right. So welcome back, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for all your comments. We are, of course, the only 24/7 geek radio station on the internet, or in the world, I think.
In the world. Live streaming new shows every Friday to satiate that... strong urge for geekness.
Strong urge, really, for Tony and Jessica and
that's
producer
right,
Mike.
That's right. So I want to start the show off by giving a shout out to a guest we had on the show, Tanya Fisher. She was saying in the interview that she had auditioned for an upcoming Law and Order show where she was going to play a dominatrix accused of murder. We want to say congratulations because she got that part.
Yeah, Tanya Fisher. And, we told you she'd be big.
It should be on supposedly in a couple of weeks. So
nice.
We'll check
so
it out.
So watch every Law & Order show, SVU, CSI, Miami, blah, blah, blah.
This was Tanya Fisher, who was Windy on Life on Mars.
Yeah, the new Law & Order CSI.
The fusion
they get
crossover.
Confusing.
The ultimate crossover.
No, there was another show, The Unusuals, I saw last night. It's like the same show. It's just like...
people love that. They, like, can't get enough. Law school must have, like, gone through the roof. Everyone's like, I want to be a
cop.
It's the same show as Law & Order and CSI?
Nah, you know, I mean, it's different, but it's just, you know, cops, lawyers, doctors.
But they're quirky!
They save lives!
Well,
all right.
Someone who's quirky. I was trying to do it. The interview we have. Do you want
Oh, yes, okay. Well, that was awesome segue. So we have a very quirky interview. This here at the Action Room, we get you the best, the most choicest cuts of interviews. It's like meat. And here, Producer Mike tracked down...
I went all the way to England for this one.
Yes, Producer Mike tracked across the ocean. We flew him there on the Action Room budget. Now, this is the guy who...
It was still over the phone. Once I got there, it was still over the
phone. But you got some...
No, well, he's an English kid,
right,
who's 21, and he did this amazing animation based on the Watchmen movie, which is kind of spoofing it as if it was a Saturday morning cartoon. It's
from the 80s.
Amazing.
From the early 80s. And this hit the internet, hit YouTube, the week that the Watchmen movie came out.
And already, almost 2 million hits.
Damn.
And I actually remember 2 days after the Watchmen movie came out, I was like, it's only at 684.
Yeah,
why
yeah.
is it not getting more? A couple weeks later,
almost
2 million.
What's his channel that we can watch it on for everybody?
Harry Partridge?
Yeah. Or, you know, if you could just look up that Saturday morning Watchmen clip and you'll get his stuff. All of his stuff is amazing.
Yeah, he also had a great He-Man parody, a parody of the old He-Man cartoon called Bo-Star with two R's.
And he has this really funny Akira spoof.
Which I watched after Producer Mike told me about it. It was pretty awesome.
Hey, guys, I got something, unfortunately, kind of serious in tone we have to talk about.
What?
What are you talking about?
Look, I'm excited that we actually got a message on the Hotmail.
The hotline.
I keep doing that.
Producer Mike at hotmail.com. Please email him right now.
But it's hot off the presses. And
our 1-800 hotline on our website, which you should all be calling.
Now, that's exciting. Somebody's actually listening to it. Unfortunately, listen to who it is. Who's listening to it? Let's
play
take a
it.
Listen.
Arr, hello, Action Room. This is Blackberry Beard of the pirate vessel Blackberry Pearl, not to be mistaken with the Blackberry Bold. Anyway, we have an unfinished HD quality copy of the upcoming Star Trek movie in our possession. If the Palm Prephone, eagerly anticipated by many technophiles, isn't released by the end of your show, we will upload the entire Star Trek movie online. Rock? Star Trek movie online, just like Wolverine. Rock?
Oh my god!
I know.
What?
The pirate thing is—it's getting bad. I don't know.
All that stuff happened with the Wolverine movie being put online for free a month before, and now this.
What are we gonna do? We have to freaking.
Will these pirates ever stop?
Well, here's the deal. I isolated some sound from the voicemail, and I want to play you an enhanced clip. Now, listen in the background.
This is very high tech. This is like 24.
Yeah, I have all that equipment for some reason.
That's awesome.
The action room counterterrorist unit.
Okay. So here's some enhanced sound.
So you found some background sound in the voicemail.
Listen to the background. I think I hear church bells. Okay, listen.
In our possession, it's
pretty amazing, huh?
Wow. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like the Church del Santiago in Spain. I think you need to go there right now.
That does. How do you know that's
because
amazing, Tony?
I visited Spain 5.5 years ago, and I spent a lot of time at the Church of Santiago.
I think if I leave right now, I can get there in time.
All right,
so,
well, book that. We just sent you to London to interview that guy, so now we're going to send you to Spain.
Okay, call us immediately.
Where in the world is producer Mike?
This is my favorite part of the action room, is traveling. Okay, here I go. I'm going to leave. I'll see you later, guys. You can finish it up and take it to
the
break.
All right, we're gonna talk to him after the interview. Hopefully he'll give us a call.
Can we have some sound of a plane taking off? All right, so we just sent producer Mike out on the action room's very own private chartered jet.
That's so
incredible. That's the jet that producer Mike took to go to London, and he's going to be going off to the south coast of Spain. And while he's gone, when we come back from the break, we'll have the interview with Harry Partridge, right, the Watchmen cartoon
creator,
guy.
Yeah. And then hopefully we'll get to talk to producer Mike, who's in Spain. I'm hoping that his cell phone is compatible there.
I think he's talking to his lady friend on the runway right now.
Turn your cell phone off, Mike!
And then we'll have some nerd news, and we'll try not to destroy the Action Room studio. We'll be right back.
You got to know. You got to know. We'll walk around.
So, no, Adrian. Looks like the Reds are polluting the city lake. What do we do?
We call the Watchmen.
This is Mike with the Action Room, and I'm talking to Harry Partridge, animator of the Saturday Morning Watchmen clip that has nearly 2 million hits on YouTube. What's up, Harry?
What's up? I'm very well, thanks. Underworked at the moment.
Now, first of all, explain the clip itself for the few people who haven't seen it, and why you decided to make it.
Okay, well, basically, it's kind of a piece of satire, imagining what the Watchmen characters, what they would be like in their own Saturday morning cartoon from the kind of 1980s, a kind of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, real Ghostbusters kind of version of Watchmen.
Strong together, united forever, they're the best of friends, but when trouble's about, you'd best watch out for the Watchmen.
How did a child of the 90s who grew up in England develop such a love and understanding of American cartoons and comic books from the 80s?
I think in Europe, it's generally like we get things from the States a little bit later on than you guys. So I think all the cartoons that come onto English TV are maybe two or three seasons behind. So I think even though I was born in 87, I was probably watching shows from the 80s. In maybe the early 90s, but at the same time, I just think I happened to kind of old hand-me-down VHS cassettes and toys that were just, you know, out of date.
Now, how long did the Watchmen animation take you to do, and did you do it all yourself?
I had two friends, Hans van Haken and a guy called Josh Toma, do cameos in it. They did Adrian and Bubastis, which are the first two voices you hear. Apart from that, it was animated, written, scored, and sung by me, yeah. And it took about 3 weeks.
That's amazing. Only 3 weeks. That's like, what's involved? Like, how much time do you put into something per day?
That was pretty intense. The last couple of days were like kind of 18-hour shifts. It was horrible. I guess on average, probably working 6, 7, 8 hours a day, and then spending the rest, you know, the rest of the time just being eating and putting off work. So it's pretty intense.
Now is the leader, and he loves to party down. Rorschach's friends to the animals.
Yeah, when he's not clowning around.
Why nutty?
Beat up some thugs. Say no to drugs. Be in bed by 10. But if trouble's about, you'd best watch out for the Watchman.
And so, what does Harry Partridge want to be when he grows up?
Richer. No, I don't know. I'd like to direct animation and live action on a kind of very small scale in budget. I don't know if I really want to get into like the Hollywood world. Like, I don't think I want to move to LA just yet. I like doing everything myself.
And so what can we look forward to? What's your next project?
The project I'm working on at the moment is like a 6-minute short film. It's animated. Called Starbarians, which is kind of Conan the Barbarian in space. It's like Conan, just with more boobs and more violence.
Would you like to plug your website?
My website. I have my YouTube channel. Just search Harry Partridge or Happy Harry Tunes.
I've been talking to Harry Partridge, animator of the Saturday Morning Watchman clip on YouTube. Thanks for being in the action room, Harry.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
For the Watchmen.
Watch out. All right, guys, we're back from the break, and I think we've got producer Mike on the phone here en route to Spain.
Yeah, producer Mike, can you hear us?
Guys? Hey, am I on the air?
Yes, we can hear you. The reception's a little spotty, but how is the trip to Spain
going? What's going on?
Well, yeah, I'm on the plane to Spain. Tony, I just realized one thing. You know, I'm going all the way to Spain on a hunch. How sure are you of this?
Mike, producer Mike, I saw a vision of the Church del Santiago in my head when I heard those church bells. I remember it so often from a child, when I was a child, a little boy. You have to go. I know this is where the pirates are.
All right. You can handle the nerd news on your own, guys?
We've got it. Don't worry about it.
Hey.
Save Star Trek.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? Hello?
Mike, no. We lost him. All right. Well, we've got to do nerd news on our own, Tony. Think we can handle it?
Oh, my God, I think we can. I think I'll press a button here and roll our nerd news intro clip.
Nerd news.
All right. We have so many ridiculously crazy things happening in our nerd news.
This is a nutty week in the nerd news. Jessica, what's our first story?
Okay, well, actually, before we get started, we have another guest in the studio that wants to present our first nerd news topic. You know him already. You love him already. It's Proxy Hilton.
Proxy Hilton, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Action
Proxy.
Room.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's up? Okay, what do these names mean to you? Black Cat, Hellcat, Firestar, and Photon.
I don't know. Nothing.
On any other day, you'd be right, but these C-level comic book vixens were just teamed up to be in a new Sex and the City-inspired comic book called Marvel Divas.
What?
Marvel Divas?
Sex and the City.
That sounds pretty awful, and it's got Firestar. I mean,
I don't know about you, Tony, but I'm sure me and Jessica are tired of all that comic book testosterone exploding in our faces, especially when it gets in your eyes, it burns. Anyway.
Okay,
yeah, I mean,
Proxy.
It burns in my eye, too.
Wow. Yeah, but actually, wait a minute. So this is Black Cat, Firestar, Hellcat, who's totally obscure, Photon, who's really obscure. Now, Firestar, I just want to say, Proxy, do you know Firestar? Do you know her personally?
No, I don't.
Have you had lunch with her? Because she was on Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. She, like, shoots fire, she flies around, she's got red hair. She was created for that cartoon, that really bad 80s cartoon. Then they tried to put her into Marvel Comics. They put her in the X-Men, no one cared. They tried to put her in the Avengers years later, no one cared. I just think no one cares about Firestar.
But are you saying nobody cares about women? Because this series is all about being a woman in comic books, which are dominated by guns and testosterone.
I don't know, but there's always hot girls parading around in skimpy outfits acting sexy in comics.
Yeah,
I mean, this is nothing new.
But these are some fierce outfits, let me tell you. All right, look, guys, all I can say is Lady Marmalade, watch out. Listen, guys, I have to skedaddle. I have a meeting with Stan Lee about a new series I'm pitching.
Whoa, what is it?
Well, now that he's gayed comics up a bit more and, you know, with all the pirate news lately, I have an idea that's sure to sham wow, Mr. Lee. What do you think of this, guys? Black hole butt pirates.
Huh. Mm. What about Uranus pirates?
Oh, Tony, you're just the complete package, aren't you? Tall, deep voice and brains. You're my tutti-frutti fresh and fruity.
Okay, all well, right, thanks, Proxy.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Proxy.
Thanks
wow.
For that. Wow.
Proxy Hilton back in the action room. I didn't know he was coming. This is a great surprise.
Marvel Divas. We'll be sure to check it out.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. Next up on the list, we have a 10,000-year clock that is being developed right now in Nevada. It will tell you the sun position, the year, the century, the movement of the stars, the lunar cycle. Oh, yeah, the time. It's almost like our Stonehenge, I feel like.
Yes, people from the future will look at it and be like, what is this? Someone in the comment section said it looks like the enormous clock contraption in the Dark Crystal. For all you geeks out there who know the Dark Crystal.
How much you want to bet 2,000 years into it, it just becomes a public restroom?
All I know is these people in Nevada spend an awful lot of money on this clock.
All right, next up, we have a company called Cyberdyne. Does that ring a bell, Tony?
Yes, for those of you Terminator fans out there, Cyberdyne is the evil robotic company from the future that creates the Terminators that eradicate almost all human life. So,
well, it actually is a company.
There's a real company?
It's real company, and they are developing these exoskeleton suits that you can wear.
Wow, and it's people in Japan, I just have to point this out, they're going to create the robot overlords of the future. And these exoskeletons, I mean, what are they?
They basically do things for you, so you don't have to move. I feel like this is a theme on the Action Room. We're always talking about how society is just getting lazier and freaking lazier. It's going to, like, feed you soon.
So the creator of this robotic exoskeleton from Cyberdyne says that it will read signals from your brain that are receptors through your skin. And that will actually let the exoskeleton know how to move and when to move. And he also said it can increase a human strength by up to 10 times, Jessica.
I think people are just going to end up using it to play Wii for them.
Right, it'll be like a giant controller or something.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Next up, we've got the search for the world's largest prime number.
Because we know you are all dying to know what, Action Room, what is the largest prime number?
I seriously can't go above 7.
Is this those fucking assholes in Nevada again? Is this those Nevada people trying to find... First, they want a clock that's 10,000 years in the future, and now prime numbers?
Why can't the freaking clock figure it out?
Why can't I get a bigger tax refund? Come on. I want a stimulus, not a fucking 10,000-year clock.
So, okay, so there's this company called GIMPS.
Yes, and GIMPS stands for what, Jessica?
It stands for the Great Internet Marsane Prime Search.
Marsane, the famous mathematician historian from the 17th century, which I'm sure all our Action Room listeners know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, so basically, you can use your own computer. They have a program so you can help look for these new prime numbers because, you know, numbers go on to infinity and we haven't discovered all of them. And, you know, I would say, what's the fucking point?
Right? I mean, do we need to be spending our computer's precious memory to discover? They want to discover the largest prime number in existence. I mean, wouldn't that be like what Bill Gates makes in a year or something?
Very good.
You know, this kind of reminds me of years ago, because they're saying here that you can use your personal computer. I think 50,000 personal computers around the world. Some little portion of the computer is being devoted to running this program to discover the prime numbers. Years ago, SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, had a screensaver that you could use. I think I had it on my old VIC-20 years ago. And it would use a portion of your computer to scan the stars and scan a tiny portion of bandwidth to hear radio signals from space to try to discover alien life. And everyone was all
excited. That's freaking awesome. That's cooler than looking for prime numbers.
I think so, right? And then if your computer found aliens, you'd win $1 million or something, or get killed by the aliens. I don't know. But we here at the Action Room were thinking, what other ways could we, like, use a small portion of your computer to, you know, put it towards some sort of task? So, Jessica,
we've got a little top five list here.
Okay.
Of, you know, the top five searches that are happening on these computers around the world. All right. For number five, we've got to find edible, non-fat foods.
No fat in them whatsoever. I know all you dieters out there, that would be awesome if computers could find that for you.
I'm going to pretty much tell you, it's celery. That's all you fucking get.
Is water a food? Can we consider water as part of the food groups?
Sure, but celery is mostly water, so I would go with the celery.
All right, I'll see what my computer tells me about that, because it's running.
I would totally put that one on my computer. All right, number four. The next useless idea for people to get addicted to.
Like Dancing with the Stars? Because, wow.
Go, Melissa! Sorry. number three, intelligent life and or natural breasts in Hollywood.
You know, no matter how many personal computers or laptops you devoted to around the world, I don't think they'd be able to discover those things.
You're more likely to find extraterrestrial.
That's right. Independence Day. It combines everything.
Aw, poor Hollywood. Okay, number two.
Speaking of GIMPs.
The perfect song for the upcoming Tarantino movie.
Because, you know, Quentin Tarantino did have the GIMP in Pulp Fiction, Bring Out the GIMP. So, since he always likes to use, you know, great rock
Tarantino
and roll songs for his soundtrack.
Oh, super into his music for his movies, which is why he was the guest judge on American Idol this week.
Oh my god, another useless thing that people are all addicted to.
Honestly, I don't know what he had to contribute to that show. So.
And finally, the number one things that computers should run a small portion of their memory to search around the world, new kids in third world countries for people like Madonna and Angelina Jolie to adopt, because they're just not adopting enough kids.
Aww. That's a good one.
And I want my computer scanning the database of all available kids.
I think
kids.
There's a young boy in Malawi right now that needs another home.
Yes, and his name is Franz. He's that rare German in Malawi. So anyway,
I think that wraps up Nerd News.
Yes, and you know what? I miss producer Mike. Should we try to raise
him? Let's see if we can get him on the line again. I'm hoping he's got some.
Let's try that satellite phone that we have here in the Action Room studio.
Producer Mike, are you there?
Hey, guys.
Yes.
What's up? Producer Mike.
I'm here. I'm in the church in Santiago, Spain.
And, okay, what can you see, Producer Mike?
Nothing. It's dark.
Shit. What do we do now?
Arr, Producer Mike. I know you anywhere. You found me.
Oh, my God.
Hand over the movie.
Arr, you didn't think it would be that easy, did ya?
Kind of.
Oh my God. Are they fighting?
It's a sword fight.
Is that a sword fight? Wow, that was short.
Producer Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh my god, Producer Mike, thank god, what happened?
I killed him. It's hard to sword fight with a gun, so I shot him. I rescued the hard drive with the Star Trek movie.
Yes!
Oh my god, yay! Producer Mike, I'm so glad you're okay.
But
I'm even more glad that Star Trek is okay. Hey, so, Producer Mike, now that you're alive and you've saved Star Trek for everyone, are you going to destroy the hard drive so the release of the new Star Trek movie is not spoiled? Producer Mike?
Are you watching it?
Rah, he's watching it. Producer Mike is watching it. Rah.
No, I'm not watching it. I'm just making sure this is the right copy, you know?
Wow, Producer Mike, I guess he'll come back from Spain eventually, and that's it for this week. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Jessica.
And thanks for enjoying the show. Leave your comments on our all-internet stuff, and...
Let's see if we can get one more word from Producer Mike. Are you on the line?
Producer Mike.
Whoa, that's cool.
Are you watching it?
I'm fucking watching the movie.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys, we will see you next week.